Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, Of Gnats and Camels.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, Woe to you scribes and Pharisees, you frauds! You pay tithes on mint and herbs and seeds, while neglecting the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and good faith. It is these you should have practiced without neglecting the others. Blind guides, you strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you frauds! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish and leave the inside filled with loot and lust. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup so that its outside may be clean. The Gospel of the Lord. I am a proud Arizona native. My mother's family immigrated from Mexico in the 1920s, and she was born here in Arizona. So I come from a long line of desert people. We make a little bit of water go a long way. So when I read today's gospel, my eyes were drawn to the line, you strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Because that's exactly how I conserve water. We have a small above ground pool to dip into on hot days. And with the desert monsoon season, it's a challenge to keep it clean. So I'm constantly straining out the gnats and bugs to save my little pool of water. And I started thinking about the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus condemned them for straining the gnats and swallowing the camel. But I could relate to them. By straining the gnat, they were focusing on conserving what they knew, the law of Moses. Just as I fight every day to save my pool of water, they were trying to save what they knew. But they had focused so long on the gnat, on the minuscule aspects of the law, that they no longer saw the bigger picture. They forgot the love of God that instituted the law. They forgot the law was made for man to help and guide them into a better relationship with God and each other. They swallowed the camel of unbalanced righteousness. They would do anything to hold on to the understanding of the law as they knew it. Whereas I strained the gnats to clean my pool and enjoy my little bit of water, they were straining the gnats and not even seeing the pool of water. And yet we Christians of today cannot condemn the Pharisees and scribes and remain blind to our own unbalanced righteousness. Are we so horrified by sin that we forget to look into the face of the sinner and see with mercy what our Lord sees? His lost child, his abandoned sheep. Are we so focused on the righteousness of our beliefs that we can't look for a common thread that will bring about a new understanding to both sides and close the gap of whatever keeps us apart? Judgment, mercy, good faith cannot happen without true dialogue. That is what our Lord insists upon in today's gospel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you frauds! You pay tithes on mint and herbs and seeds while neglecting the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and good faith. How can we judge right actions unless we see the whole picture, to hear both sides, to dialogue? How can we exercise heartfelt mercy unless we can look at each other with love, seeing the other person as God's child, especially when that other person could be hurtful to me? And fidelity, faithfulness, it's strengthened by seeing the whole picture, not just the nitpicky steps of the law. But why our God put that law in place, why it was important to him to see us follow it understanding, Jesus says, "I have come not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." The basic law was good. It gave the Jewish people guidelines for a right relationship with Yahweh. And then Christ came to deepen that connection and show an understanding of how rich the law and the relationship could be. But our Lord saw how misguided the scribes and Pharisees had become. They were so focused on the letter of the law, on holding on to what they knew, that they had no open hearts to hear a new message, to regain the bigger picture, to see the whole pool of water, just not the gnats floating on the top. But how do we keep ourselves from falling into the trap the Pharisees fell into? How do we remain faithful to God's law without losing sight of the bigger picture, of remembering law and ritual are simply guides to grow in our relationship with God and not the end game? Grace. When we are open to God and listening to Him, He sends grace to give us strength and hope. In today's first reading from 2 Thessalonians, we're reminded of how much God loves us and how He sends grace to give us strength. It reads, "Therefore, brothers, stand firm, hold fast to the traditions you receive from us, either by our word or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, may God our Father, who loved us and in His mercy gave us eternal consolation and hope, console your hearts and strengthen them for every good deed and word." Every good deed and word. With the power of grace, we can keep our hearts open to the bigger picture, to the memory of God's love and His mercy, and to be able to reflect true righteousness in word and deed, so that others can see God's love and may in our very actions know, so that we can live our vocation of preachers of the Word of God, the Word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.